Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And tonight, I want to talk about understanding me. That's understanding oneself. You know, we try to understand this, and we try to understand everything, but the person we forget to understand is me. We forget to understand ourselves. We try to look around. We try to do a whole bunch of stuff, but we really forget ourselves, and we forget what we're doing, and we get all wound up in everything. And that happened today to me. I got all wound up, and it was really as a tormentor of myself. And that breaks it right down to what it is. And you know, it happened. It happens to everybody, and it happens to everybody all the time. It just happens. But we, you know what we don't understand? What we don't understand is ourselves. We really, really lose out on many things. What we don't understand is we encompass the wisdom, the wealth, and all the divine good to do what we desire, the divine wisdom of everything. And when it comes down to understanding self, you're going to do things on days that make things really, really expand, and you're really going to make things unsavory. So it doesn't really, really matter either way. It just really opens you up to grasp how things go. It's really about embellishing the inner self, and that's what this is all about. You know, once you embellish the inner self, the outer self becomes easy. But the thing, when you start really expanding in the inner side, the outer world becomes kind of a whirling, wishy-washy thing, because you have to deal and understand people where they're at, even though where you're going. And that is where the challenge is for me right now, is because I'm really unsure of myself. I mean, unsure on how to deal with this, because you can't have just fun with life. You got to really get down and expand and have conversations of engaging wisdom. And the people of the world are really stuck in the fears of where they're at. And they're really scared of everything in life. And that is something that is really embellishing people. And they really stay stuck in life. And that is something that, you know, I just see nowadays. I really have got to grow out of that and expand out of it and do everything I want to do, I desire to do. But the expansion of the world is where life lives, because life is new and entertaining. So as I move forward with this, life really dances an enhanced value to me. And as we do this, life becomes open and free, because life is a dancing thing. And what we really don't understand is how we stay stuck, because we do all the thinking and all the things, but we don't do the one thing, and that's understand ourselves. To expand of life, you got to expand of understanding of me. And that is something that very few people do and understand. And really, we become locked and blocked and disengaging in our own life. And that's what happens. We disengage in our own life. We try to engage in somebody else's life. And that becomes a misapprehensive thing for me and you and all the world, because we come locked and blocked in something else rather than really expand in the grandeur of who we are and live life in a bold new way. we also get caught up in what ifs and what is and what is, and trying to put our lives in other people's lives. We never mind our own business. And that is a big thing, is minding my own affairs to show the flair of my facilitator lure. As I now grasp the littleness, I've been in the union now since 91, and I'm really starting to see some things I didn't see before. We've been brainwashed by the system that we must do all the things that we've taught in school, and we've really been brainwashed by a system of poverty conscious and being a follower. And we really have been caught up in that. And we've really been stuck in a lot of things in life and really seeing things as they are. And so as we move forward, and you move forward and you move out, you get out of the circle of fear of society, you really become a newborn prodigy of your own self. And that's it. We've been brainwashed. And understanding me is the washing of the brain to ordain the omnificent. So you got to brainwash. You got to wash the brain instead of being brainwashed. And you wash it with wisdom, audacity, simplicity, and hegemonic harmony. That is a supremacy within ourselves. And we really open up and understand that, we become a newborn person. But we have been brainwashed, and we've been washed into thinking we're a lot of things, but we're really just a human thing. We're just a spiritual race. And we've been really taught that you have to fit in, you have to be this, you have to be that. How is a leader a nonverbal night? It really becomes a different deal. And you really have to say things to yourself and really expand those things. And as we open up to this, life becomes a more open and unleashed utopia within ourselves. So I see myself expanding of the grandeur of who I am. And that's a genuine revolutionary animation, naturalizing dreamers, utopian energy, realizing life is free. I make it expensive with my thoughts. Life is free. I make it expensive with my thoughts and my wants. But my desires are a fire. And that is something I just really expanded into. My thoughts and memories make it expensive. Memories and wants make it expensive. As my desires are the fiery foresight that ignites my internal inspiration. And that is where the desire and the fire of the universe become one. Inspirations are the fiery foresight of the universe with a cosmic collaboration. I'm writing this at the same time. And that is what life is all about, fiery foresight. And as we open up and we really expand and move forward with this fiery foresight, what kind of energy do you feel within yourself? And that is where life really becomes an entertaining, safest situation. As I now understand, life is free. It's everything else in life makes it expensive. And holding on to things really opens up a new idea of who I am, and that's an individual dreamer's expanding astuteness every day. Astute is me every day. As I really move forward in a new gear, I see the seer in me. And that's why I never shift, I never do anything. I expand upward. And as I move forward, that fiery desire of my cosmic collaborator ignites my dreamer's lure. And my soul sappy and my heart hit the thaumaturgy, and that's a miracle worker. So we're a miracle innovator, and that is where we move forward in life. And as I dance of my enhanced energies, I feel the synergy of success, wealth, love, all the blessed bliss I am worthy to experience. It isn't deserving, it's deserving and worthy to experience. And as I open up and understand, life is an energized geyser of just everything is for me. That really opens me up to the grander internal, the grander internally, seeing today expand of my entertaining grandeur. So as I open up and I allow myself to expand, I feel the forthright night of me really ride and rope out of here. As I see the day, I feel the day. As I feel the day, I see the day the way I feel. And that is really life expanding wisdom to move forward in everyday life. Because life is never what we think it is. Life is always what we feel it is. Because we hide behind everything but what the desires of who we are and everything about it. But we also are the energizers of our dreams. See, energizer is the turned on of life. And that is where we really, really open up to expand and understand life is freedom. And life's freedoms, free, revolutionary, internal energies, dreaming openly, magically seeing today is the day I play in my dreams. I am Robert Allen Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, and my website is mycowboywisdom.com. My books are at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner. I got something called inspirational intuition. It's really about inspiration, expanding your life. Past regressionist, Reiki master. But I also am a teacher of my journey. And that is where life expands of everything. And as I see life, I see the liberating, inspirational freedom that expand me every day. As I open up to understand that, and your grander view, really feel the gist of the geysers of gist. Just life is everything. Life is for me. And I'm going to say, tell everybody to have a good weekend and everything. And everybody, good night and have fun.